2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC, Potnets Lakeside as a preliminary.
This application has also been deferred since April 27th. At that meeting, Mr. Barrett stated that they were going to have manufactured homes, or his applicant, his client stated that. They've sent a letter to Vince indicating that they will be modular or sectional housing will be required, and manufactured homes aren't permitted by the zoning ordinance. And at the public hearing, they submitted a revised plan reducing the application from 82 to 76 lots.
Mr. Chairman, while I may not have been in attendance at the public hearing on April 27th, I have had the opportunity to review the public record, to visit the site, and I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-34, application of Potnets Lakeside LLC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision, aka Phase 6 of Lakeside, has been designed utilizing the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, otherwise known as ESDDOZ. Two, the project has been reviewed by PLUS, revised to incorporate some of the recommended changes and re-reviewed by PLUS. Improvements and enhancements such as additional interconnection roads to the existing Lakeside Park were made, as well as a development concept which is more environmentally friendly than originally proposed. Three, the proposed plan is superior to a standard development allowed under AR1. The clustering of lots in an ESDDOZ allows the subdivision to incorporate smaller, more compact lots while maintaining a large amount of open space, in this case 45%, and preserving almost one half of the forested areas, including the natural buffer to the wetlands. Four, the proposed development has favorably addressed all items listed in Chapter 99, Section 9C of the Subdivision Ordinance. Five, the proposed subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Seven, private central sewer will be provided by the Inland Bays Preservation Society, and central water will be provided by Long Neck Water Company. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than 76 lots shall be permitted within this subdivision. B, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final plan. C, stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. D, no wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. E, all entrances and roadway improvements shall be constructed or funded in accordance with all of DLDOT's present and future requirements. F, a system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project. The location of all street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. G, although not provided in the older sections of the development, a multimodal paved pathway shall be provided on at least one side of the streets in this proposed development, including the connector street to Bay Farm Road. H, addressing and road naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And I want to add J to that, which is that modular or sectional housing will be in the development, and there shall be no manufactured homes permitted. That's my motion.
Second. The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC, Potnets Lakeside as a preliminary for the reasons stated and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Royal